This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome to our Best of Open for Business Conversations in 2019 special. My name is Jeff Sandhu, and this year we had over 250 interviews that took place on our show. And this is where we look back at all of them, picking out the most interesting conversations we've had month by month. This episode takes a look at the month of February, and we start things off with Christine Wong's interview, a story about how business travel made simple with Travel Stop. So if you're a business traveler who travels to different countries frequently, you would know that there are so many things to keep track of, such as choosing your airline, hotel, locations for business meetings with clients, and many more. So Prashant Kirtan, the CEO and the co-founder of Travel Stop, talks to us about his app specifically for business travelers to simplify and make your business travel trips more convenient. Some interesting things to note here is the stats on how Asia is the main hub for business-related travel, and why Travel Stop decided to focus on business travel specifically.
40% of all business travel that happens globally happens in Asia. You know, Asia growth is growing at 10.4% on an annual basis, as against 3.8% in Europe and 4.1% in US. And we know this, that half of the global business travel that's going to happen in the next few years is going to happen in Asia. So essentially, the travel spend is moving largely from the developed markets to the emerging markets, and the countries like India, China, Indonesia, Malaysia, kind of driving the growth in the business travel spend.
Right, I see. So is that why you decided to focus on business travel instead of like kind of more leisure traveling like other travel services have?
Yes. So just to introduce again, Travel Stop. So Travel Stop is a modern SaaS platform that simplifies business travel and automates expense reporting for high-growth companies in Asia. Essentially, there are three parts to the platform. Everything is seamlessly integrated into one very easy-to-use experience. So the number one is travel. So we essentially allow the employees to book end-to-end travel on platform. So be it hotels and flights. We are, in fact, the largest inventory for the flights in whole of the Asia. We have more than 800 airlines on our platform. Differences between the typical booking site essentially is that we are a machine learning platform that customizes the whole experience based on the data within the company. And then we are very focused on the corporate travel.
Right.
On the expense side, another typical approval workflows to get the trip approvals or an expense approvals, and then the typical expense management, claims, reimbursements, all of that happens on platform. We are very focused on the Asian languages, Asian currencies, and Asian merchants. So essentially, we support most of the Asian languages, most of the Asian currencies, and Asian merchants.
Right.
That's the second part of the platform. And the third part of the platform is insights. So typically, when you ask the CFO, to give you the financial insights into what's happening from a daily perspective in the given company, you get an Excel sheet that just talks about the monthly, quarterly, yearly budget was spent, mm-hmm. but you never get to know the deeper insights into what's happening from the T&E perspective. Like
right.
Who is traveling, what is the behavior, and can we incentivize the good behavior of the company? So that's the third part of the platform. So, Travel Stop again is a very modern SaaS platform that simplifies the business travel and automates the expense reporting from end to end, from travel expenses, and also providing a deeper insight into T&E perspective of the company.
Following that, we have an interview with Arvind Yuvraj speaking to Courtney Olsen, a story about Girl on a Mission. Girl, or GRRL, isn't just a clothing line. It's a mission of empowerment, personified. By eliminating conventional size charts and encouraging models of all body types and ethnicity on its platform, Girl is quickly becoming a disruptor in the industry that's on its way to become a billion-dollar company. Courtney Olsen, the founder of fashion label Girl, explains why it's important for her brand to be anti-airbrushing and anti-photo manipulation. Girl promotes body positivity and diversity and says it's more about spreading a message than being a conventional business.
We're anti-Photoshop and airbrushing because it's incredibly important for women to understand that we are all human and that nobody looks like the people we're used to seeing in ads, and now even on social media, right? And now it's become even more imperative that we push this agenda, because everything and anybody can airbrush a photo. It used to be you needed to know, you know, like Adobe inside and out and take a course and be a professional photographer. But now a five-year-old can use a app, you know, like Beauty Plus or Facetune and, you know, manipulate a photo and put it out there. And people go online and they scroll through social media. They scroll, they browse websites and whatever platform they're on. And generally, we are in a state of, you know, we're in our subconscious. And that's where we spend a majority of our day. And so we're not using mindfulness when we're online. And we're making all these stories up about how we're not good. I don't look like that person. I don't look like that. My life isn't like this. Having that element of awareness. And, you know, we hope to set a new standard in advertising. And there's other brands out there that don't use Photoshop and Airbrush, but we make a point to go out of our way to purposely not have, you know, toenails all primed and perfect. You know, we have chipped toenail polish, or, you know, we don't get rid of any acne or blemishes. And, you know, we allow women to show up as they want. And the other important thing is not just body diversity, but also color diversity and abilities, you know, because it's important that women, you know, who are wheelchair athletes see other women that are in a wheelchair.
And that's it for our February edition of the Best of Open for Business Conversations in 2019 special. You can find all the links to the show on the podcast site, app, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast fix. My name is Jeff Sandhu, and you're listening to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.